I found here on the balcony of the Top of the Hay Hotel, Hay Adams Hotel, Sarah Kanepa Banks. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for asking,
Mike. You're welcome. Yeah, it's a little windy out here. I apologize.
This is wonderful. Beautiful Washington weather.
Indeed. Yes.
It's supposed to be 60-something today, but it's still 49.
I'm from the Northwest. This is normal.
All right. So. Then we're all good. Yeah. We're all good. All right. So we're here at the Underground Collision. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's their third one, fourth one, something like that.
Oh, it's more than that.
Oh, is it? Yeah, okay. All right. More than that. Yeah. More than that. Yeah. So what brings you here? Obviously, I think this event is perfect for somebody like you because you're all about stirring it up. Yeah, well, I like that.
Thank you for saying that.
You're welcome.
Thank you for saying that. Yeah. I mean, although I'm technically retired, I am not expired.
and far from that.
I'm not expired. And I'm very lucky that I am on the audit committee for Unitas Community Credit Union in Portland.
Okay.
Yeah, so I get to stay involved. But it's really important to me to stay involved from a personal standpoint because I love my country and Americans need credit unions now more than ever. One of the comments that, you know, or a lot of the discussion today was, you know, how are we helping members? If whatever report you're reading these days, between 50 and 70% of American consumers are living paycheck to paycheck.
That's too many.
It is unbelievable. And wow. It's shocking. Mm-hmm. And we see it with the government shutdown. We saw with the government shutdown that it is not just for low income. It's not, you know, that's bad enough, but it's people with means, people with resources who can't take a $400 financial hit, and after a few weeks they're in trouble.
Yep.
Credit unions are perfectly situated to help these people, and not just after the crisis happens, but before. We need credit unions, and they're doing it, but we need more of it.
Yep. I agree.
They need
more
of it. And part of the other conversation today was about fintechs. And, you know, we love our fintechs because they get rid of friction.
We do.
But yeah, the problem is, and we can learn from them. We can learn from them. The problem is, one, they're doing it for a different reason than credit unions will be doing it for, right? We're doing it to help people live better lives, build wealth, all those kinds of things.
Right.
They're doing it to make money.
Make a little bit of a profit.
Yes, yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that. The problem is, though, you see this positive correlation with the growth of fintechs, and I'm not blaming it all on them, but the growth of fintechs and the growth of the number of people and families that are having trouble. You can get, with the reduction of friction, more, you can get into trouble faster, is what I'm saying.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You
know, yeah, okay,
you can get into trouble faster, and it's just right now we need credit unions more than ever, than ever. So,
what were a couple of highlights, real quick, from the collision today? Any collisions that stand out for you?
Well, there are several that stand out to me. One was, you know, it's all about the member. Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Right. It's got to be about the member. The other thing that comes to mind for me is the need for more cooperation. We're doing okay, but, you know, after you get kind of successful and, you know, we cooperate because of who we are, you know. We're self-help, self-reliance. We were talking earlier, you know, and we're nice people. I said, you know what? It goes beyond nice people. It's our structure.
Yeah.
Our structure allows us, and we attract people like that because you can cooperate. But we need to flex our muscles because cooperation is hard. Anybody can go pick up their marbles and go home and say, I'm not playing here. You can do that.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Your board will probably say, you know, support you on that and all that stuff. It takes real guts to stay at the table and with somebody that maybe you don't think is as smart as you are and work out your differences and cooperate for the good of the membership, whether it's multiple credit unions or the whole credit union movement. So anyway, that's what stood out for me. We need to flex our cooperative muscles, and it's harder than it looks.
No doubt, no doubt.
Yeah.
Before I let you go, get you out of the wind and the cold.
Yeah.
what's your take on the event as a whole? Because it's really making some waves here at the GAC. Actually, I've already heard a lot of people talking about it who aren't here and who will probably be here next year.
Yeah. So. Well, if they can get in,
I know.
You know,
standing room only.
This it's really an honor to be in among some of these icons of the credit union movement. And I understand, you know, that some of us are old and crotchety and all of that stuff, but there's still a lot of knowledge there that needs to be transferred. And and you know, thinking back to the things that have been accomplished, we need to do the same thing. We need a next big thing. You know, shared branching for me was a huge thing. What's our next shared branching? What's our next shared branching? Do we go to an Amazon and say, we know you're trying to build a checking account program, why not do it with credit unions? Because, you know,
we know how, we kind of know how to do that stuff.
That's right. You know? We know how to do that stuff, but we can bring you, you know, tens of millions of people who are already connected. Yep. So, you know, I think, and those are the kinds of things that come out of today. This was really awesome today.
Yeah, it was a pretty cool event.
Yeah, I learned more from just talking to each other. Mm-hmm. You know, it's
and that's great. The beauty of this event. I mean, it's not just sitting there watching and soaking in great speakers. Everybody participates,
right.
So
right.
Everyone kind of has a voice in this. So yeah. It's really neat.
And we don't always agree.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, and basically it's just challenging our arguments. Okay, you can't just say, well, that's the way it is. You know, you have to be able to defend your comments. Right. And with knowledgeable people, it's harder to make blanket statements.
Ah.
Right?
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Very profound. I like that.
Oh, thank
right.
you. I appreciate that.
All right, Sarah.
All right.
I will let you get back
all
into
right.
the nice warm
thank
room.
You.
Thank
all
you
right.
so much, Sarah.
Thank you.